Avoiding the Endarkenment. There are many ways of knowing the world, some better than others. Decidedly, the lives of most people who have ever lived have been shaped mostly by false knowledge, rooted in ignorance, fear, and superstition. If today we no longer cower before mystical imaginings, it is because reason and logic, first born of the Renaissance, has largely displaced ungrounded faith, intolerance, and superstition in interpreting the world. The Renaissance broke necessary intellectual ground for the scientific revolution and enlightenment of the 17th and 18th centuries. And, with the ascent of the scientific method, natural processes and human agency, including rational thought, gradually displaced invisible gods and groundless dogma as the basis for social and cultural evolution. The success and enduring power of science should be no mystery. Despite interpersonal tensions and conflicting perspectives, all scientists believe that the biophysical world is knowable through systematic inquiry. As this book shows, science is unique among different ways of knowing in that, whenever possible, it tests propositions, hypotheses, by experiment and observation before adopting them. If our hypothesis fails a test, we are ethically compelled to abandon it and adapt our thinking better to reflect reality. By contrast, even today, religious extremists, political ideologues, mystical cultists and obscurantists of all kinds would ask us to abandon reality and adapt our thinking better to reflect their beliefs and assertions, good or ill. Of course, the practice of science is not always perfect. When commercial interests are involved, in-house scientists may be dissuaded from performing replicable experiments or be tempted to fudge the data. The pesticide, pharmaceutical, chemical and like industries are particularly susceptible. Academic scientists, under pressure to publish or perish, are known occasionally to fake their results, and some continue to defend defunct theories. Sometimes, legitimate applications inadvertently subvert the public interest, e.g. the spread of false news, and the privacy concerns associated with digital social media. And there are too many examples of the scientific method being used purposefully to further some nefarious cause. Biological and chemical weapons development comes to mind. Such deviations are truly disturbing, but it is important to be mindful that biased or contaminated science results primarily from human frailty in the face of economic, political, or social pressures. It is not an inherent flaw in the scientific method per se. Indeed, despite its human warts and blemishes, we need remember that the scientific revolution has freed billions not only from dread of dark magic, but also from disease, hunger, and material deprivation, and is now working to avoid global ecological destruction. Regrettably, we cannot take the gift of reason for granted. This is the post-truth era, a new age of unreason, in which groundless assertion can trump physical reality. Many reject the copious evidence for evolution. Climate denial and political inaction are rife despite cascading data showing the human enterprise to be in peril. Religious strife persists. And this is where this book comes in. Readily accessible and assisted by copious, often amusingly whimsical illustrations, the text is designed to help readers ward off the postmodern endarkenment and to restore confidence in rational analysis and evidence-based policy. More than ever, students must learn to employ critical thinking in the pursuit of truth. Science may not provide everything needed for a full life, but it does guarantee a better life in matters pertaining to biophysical reality. It will certainly be one key to resolving our ecological conundrum. Sad irony indeed, if H. sapiens, that self-proclaimed most intelligent species, distracted by modern false prophets, continues to plunder its earthly habitat, effectively sanctioning the collapse of global civilization.